This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back here at home, the National Rifle Association is taking some new shots tonight at the news media. The NRA is going to war with the Washington Post over that paper's criticism of some of the gun rights groups' new tactics. Here is Chief Washington Correspondent James Rosen.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler.
In April, the National Rifle Association, the powerful and controversial nonprofit that advocates for gun ownership rights, posted a minute-long video fronted by NRA spokesperson Dana Lash attacking the left without ever mentioning the Second Amendment. Then came the shooting of House Majority Whip Steve Scalise by a deranged liberal, an event that reignited the debates over political violence.
I think a lot of vitriol and invective, I mean, one of the people that went to jail for threats to me, his mother said he just watches too much Fox TV.
By mid-July, in a six-minute video that also made no mention of the Second Amendment, former Navy SEAL and NRA commentator Dom Rasso was blasting Democratic officials for fomenting violence through propaganda.
These conditions were common in every radical Islamic country I spent time in over my 12-year career.
When the Washington Post noted the NRA's, quote, dark video talking politics, not guns, NRA TV host Grant Stinchfield spent 3 minutes deriding the paper as fake news.
So they trot out a general assignment reporter, Alex Horton, to call Dom Rosso's video dark. And they tell us we can't have an opinion unless it's about guns. We talk about more than guns because every freedom is connected. If one is threatened, they all are threatened.
An Iraq War veteran, Horton, claimed in a tweet that Stinchfield had issued a warning to him and the Post. Some analysts traced the NRA's shift in messaging to the great political shift of 2016.
No longer having a President Barack Obama to campaign against, it wants to send a broader kind of message, conveying an atmosphere where the country is a scary place and implying that you might need guns to protect yourself.
NRA officers declined to comment, saying they never discussed their media strategy in public, but the group helpfully emailed us FBI statistics showing 2017 on track to be the biggest year ever for gun sales. Chris.
James, thanks. So, you know, do you have a problem with the NRA, you know, kind of spreading out their tent pegs of influence here, not so much focusing on the Second Amendment as much as, you know, the common things that freedom-loving people are interested in? Is that problematic for you? And, of course, they take on the Washington Post, as James Rosen reported, running stories that weren't entirely flattering to the NRA, especially upset with a specific journalist, Alex Horton, as it was mentioned in the soundbite, who called its last video dark, and so it has decided to release another video blaming him individually and journalists more broadly, and the big left more broadly still, for all the problems in America. Is that fair? What do you think?
Well, I think they should be able to talk about whatever they want to talk about. Do we tell our politicians that they can't talk about anything other than policy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you've heard, you know, everybody has come out and said, you know, Trump did this, Trump did that. And then in the same sentence, they'll tell you Trump did nothing. So they can have an opinion on whatever they want.
Sure, why not? I mean, they represent their membership, and I'm sure many of their members would agree with these positions that they are taking. But it's interesting to watch, you know, the genesis of this new evolution that's taken place, you know, Chris Wallace and James Rosen pointed out, you know, the landscape of our culture is altered a bit, you know, with, you know, President Obama no longer around or seemingly no longer around. We still see him, you know, he's still making appearances, still making money, I guess, you know, because you have to do that when you're out of the White House, I guess. But anyway, But, you know, it's a different landscape. And so adjust the message. That's what you do.
They stop delivering the money to your door?
Is that exactly. Yeah, well, you know, yeah, I'm just saying, that's all. Stay with us, America. We've got more coming up right here. This is Bill Martinez. We are live. Let us know your thoughts. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Durrell joins us, medical expert and physician. Dr. Durrell, good to have you with us, always on Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, thanks. Good to be here, Bill.
Well, I know that we have a limited amount of time, so we're going to get to as much as we can here very quickly. Of course, tough news this week when we heard about John McCain in the midst of this decision the GOP is trying to make regarding national health care, the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. John McCain diagnosed with brain cancer.
It's a tragedy, but if anybody is going to handle it, it's Senator McCain. I think that I can't really add anything that hasn't been said by everyone, including President Obama and, you know, Mitch McConnell and everybody about him. He's an amazing hero, American hero. And, you know, a lot of people have talked about his odds of this or that. Look, you know, one thing I always told patients, number one, I've never seen a case with zero hope. I've seen miracles. So
if, yes.
I don't imagine someone that was in a prison in Vietnam and survived what he did would even think about odds. I think he's an amazing man, and it is a tragedy, but I think he's going to be able to get some treatment for sure.
Well, it is a reason to pray for the man when you consider his past and what he has done on behalf of the people. If anybody should get a break, I guess, and that is the general sentiment toward Senator McCain. Although there's been some really crazy responses to this, you know, which kind of amazing. You know, as one article, as you noted in your release, you know, somebody just die already, you know, and a GOP official tweeting in response, amen. I mean, it's like, you know, it's pretty pathetic. But, you know, this is free speech. This is America.
You know, Bill, I've seen some things on Twitter that have very much upset me. One thing I saw was a rumor about, and I don't even want to spread it, but somehow that he wrote a letter to someone way back when and said about their cancer, they should just move out of Arizona. And I put on there, look, Arizona expanded Medicaid. So, and that never came to be true. So when someone else is, everyone's equating his diagnosis to what the Affordable Care Act is. And I just think, let's pray for him and his family. He got a very devastating diagnosis, and let's keep it at that. I think we should do that in America, and I'm not for this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can make the alignment with the Affordable Care Act. As we know, Congress did receive an exemption, he's being cared for. We pray, as you say, for all the best. Speaking of health care, you know, for the Republicans to stand back and even Donald Trump to say, "Hey, look, we don't own this. We're not going to accept it." I don't think the public looks at it that way. You know, they look at it as it's the Republicans' charge. For 7 years, they have been saying, we want it, we want the ball, put us in, coach, we can make this happen. And here they are on prime time on the big stage, and they're not making it happen. And Democrats on the side, you know, kind of cheering up and down, thinking, well, thank God, you know, good God Almighty, free at last from this albatross of Obamacare, because it now belongs to the Republicans. But many fair-minded people look at the Democrats and say, look, you've been dealing with this on your side for 7 years. What did you do to fix it?
I think you're right on all accounts. The Republicans cannot say that they don't own it. They do. They're in charge. The Democrats have feigned that they want to help, in my opinion, but they've been on the sideline. They're happy to pass the hot potato for sure. But you know what? I'm not really interested in the blame game. I think that the Republicans need to get something done. The Senate bill has some excellent changes in it. As you probably know, Senator Cassidy has brought up a couple things now to give some more money to those that move off of Medicaid to private, which is a big a sticking issue for Murkowski and Capito and Collins. And, you know, I think that there's a way to find this. I like the Cruz Amendment. It lets people buy plans that fit their needs. This is coming together. I wish it had come together sooner, but I believe they're going to get something done, as I've said to you and others all along since we've had this discussion.
Yeah. Well, we're an impatient sort. I call us the microwave generation that stands in front of the microwave and yells, hurry up. You know, think about it. What they've been chewing on this and dealing with, even though 7 years previously, but here now they're working into the nitty gritty. And you say all these details for 7 months. It took the Democrats almost 2 years and lots of giveaways, lots of pork in the process to convince people or basically to buy their vote in order to give us Obamacare. And, you know, here we are. This is just the nature of the process, isn't it?
I completely agree. You know, it's been said multiple times now, including President Trump, how complex health care is. Those of us that do health care, we've known this for years. And when you have a goal of trying to give universal health care, that is not single payer, meaning we want to get access to insurance for everybody, and you have a private system, and then you have government systems, you have a VA system, and you're really, as you begin to dissect it, as I do in my book, it's complex. Mm-hmm. And so we should expect it's going to take some time. But the key is people need help now. There are a lot of problems with deductibles and premiums and access today. And Republicans can take the lead, and I think if they take the lead, we will do other things down the road, pass other bills that will help this, and I think Secretary Price will do some things too. So when you add it all together, I think action is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. I think we're definitely in that position that Ronald Reagan talked about in terms of negotiating for 80% of the loaf to come back later for the next 20. You know, that this is a process. And as you pointed out, there are some good things in that bill right now as it stands. I'd like to hear more about that as opposed to all the negative stuff. But this has been the problem with the GOP. They much rather, you know, bifurcate and not come alongside these positive things. I started to hear some things from Senator Cruz bringing out some of these positive elements. You kind of touched on it just a moment ago here, Dennis, that I think that people would be encouraged and would go a long way to hear that, you know, the Republicans are getting closer and there are some positive things here to talk about. I think the big challenge that they have to deal with is the fact that, you know, the Democrats did us no favor by introducing an entitlement program. And this gets to be that 8,000-pound gorilla in the room that, you know, the Republican Party keeps banging their toe into and their head. And at some point, they're going to have to figure out how to fall on their sword over this deal and say, look, for the sake of you know, as Marco Rubio was talking about this morning, for the sake of sustaining Medicaid, we have got to make some hard decisions, and it takes leadership to convince the majority of Americans that it is in their best interest and that we've got to get away from some of this entitlement stinking thinking.
I completely agree with what you said, but let's just remember, if we don't do something now, then there are people that don't even have insurance and they don't even have Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think that's why I've been on TV. I'll be on TV next week. I'm on many, many stations. I am trying to bust the myth about Medicaid as the answer. I'm right. trying to tell some of the positive things. Is this a perfect bill? No. I haven't heard as many people speaking out for it. Of course, it's silence from the hospitals and other people. But I feel that I can tell the message that Medicaid has access issues, and there's nothing wrong with moving those patients into private subsidized like the rest of the exchanges, and exactly. you're going to help them. Does that mean there's a cut? Sure, it means there's a cut because you're moving people to a different program.
Well, Dr. Burrell, we got to leave it right there. I will direct everybody to your book, your healthcare playbook.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy. Affordable. Effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned into Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're the ones pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. We bring you the experts, policymakers that give it to you straight. You know, we report, you decide, you're smart enough to figure this out. We appreciate you joining us and getting involved in the conversation. You can drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com or #bmartinezlive.com. Let us know your thoughts as we continue to talk about, you know, the item that's top of mind to everybody, and that's about health care. You know, lots of information flying around there. And as we were talking with Dr. Durrell, a physician himself who's written what I believe is a game-changing book here, will open your eyes and help you understand a lot more about your health care. It's your health care playbook. Winning the game of modern medicine. What I appreciate about the book is that it empowers you as an individual to take charge of your health care system, because clearly the government cannot handle this. You know, I've said from day one, this is the wrong tool for the wrong job. But what happened, you know, and I put this at the feet of where it belongs, and that's former President Obama and the Democrats, what they did to us in trying to control us by introducing, you know, a system that they knew was not going to work out, but it was introduced as a stepping stone to single payer. They believe that they're the ones to make the decisions for us. You know, what happened to a free America? What happened to the basic raw principles of what American life is all about? You know, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. No, the government says, we can handle that pursuit of happiness for you. Really? You know, we want to give that over to the government. And this is basically what, in a very subtle sort of way, Obamacare did to us. It was enslaving us. It wasn't liberating us. It was making us beholden to the government with a one-size-fits-all disaster that for 7 years we were under its penalty. And what did they do? They knew that this was flawed, but they were so convinced that the white flag of surrender would go up, even to the point that Republicans themselves would roll over and say, okay, we surrender. Let's just go single payer. Let's just take over. You know, let's just let it all go. But again, as we've talked about many times on this show, check out the empirical evidence of what happens with nations when they do this, how national health care just eats up the GDP. And it is the death nail to all, you know, all countries, all empires that have done this before. Because what happens is then, you know, it becomes such a, it's like the blob, you know, that takes over. It is a growing menace. And so what happens is you're not working for freedom anymore. You're working to provide for this national healthcare system. So what we've done is just created this incredible entitlement that is going to kill the American way of life as we know it. Now, I know some people don't believe that, but you didn't believe in death panels. You didn't believe that anything like Charlie Gard would take place. You can't comprehend it because you don't think that it's going to go that way. But you need to educate yourself and really take a look at this sort of program. Where is this program, like what was introduced by Barack Obama and the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Harry, where has it been successful? You know, I'm the kind of person that says, look, you know, you find out what successful people are doing and follow their lead. I don't see any success in a national healthcare system like this. I don't see any success. I don't see any empirical evidence where a federal government or any institution comes in and says, hey, we'll take care of it for you, and everything's all roses and rainbows. You know, we have to maintain our liberty as much as possible. That's why I agree with Dr. Dennis Durrell, is that, look, you've got the power. It's in your own hands. Josh Umber, who's been on with us before and has been on many channels across the country, has talked about the direct pay kind of a concierge system. I'm a direct pay guy. And not that everybody can afford to do that. Not everybody. Most of us, I think a majority of Americans could do this quite easily. And why not? Why would you not want to have a concierge medical delivery system for $50 a month, roughly, okay, plus or minus, but about $50 a month on average, and have already a pre-negotiated prescription rate to where you're paying 10 cents on the dollar, not the horrendous prescription. But you say, well, I didn't know about that. Well, you need to find out. Go to Atlas MD. Go to Direct Pay. Google. Find out who is available. And if they're not available, check with your doctor. You'd be surprised. I mean, I was doing a direct pay situation. I've been doing it for 12 years before it became fashionable because I figured, hey, I'm going to talk to the doctors direct and say, what do you want to do? When you understand what they have to endure in terms of the cost of processing paperwork to insurance companies, it costs them 35% to 40% of their overhead because they need to have people there to administrate that. And then they wait 90, 120 days for money. Well, as my old buddy used to say, fast pay makes for fast friends, right? So you say, look, I'm coming here with cash. Do you want cash or do you want to, you know, have your gal or your person over there dealing with insurance paperwork? What would you rather do? Well, give me the cash, most doctors say. And it's clean and simple, and that's something I've believed in and have worked through experience. Okay, so I believe there are many Americans out there right now. Some right now are already doing it. But there are more if they were aware of it. The information that Jordan Goodman shared with us about where to go for breaks in healthcare services, very valuable. But if you're not going to take advantage of it, if you're not going to make the phone call and be self-responsible, then you're going to leave yourself relying on the government. And here we are. Wondering what's going to go on and, the media talking about, what a disaster it is and how much trouble we're going to be in. You know, Jordan talked about blinkhealth.com for prescriptions. And you can also go to healthcareadvocates.com was the other website that he referred to for negotiating your healthcare medical bills. So this is something that, you know, hospitals have been doing, doctors have been doing all along. But if you don't ask, you don't get. Okay? But you need to be proactive about this. Again, this is, I direct you towards Dr. Durrell's book because it empowers you. And all this information that we've been pulling out to empower you so that you know. Lauren goes, gosh, Bill, I'm glad I talked to you. I didn't even know about this. And it's surprising because we get so caught up in what the mainstream media and, you know, what we're hearing out there that we think, oh, my goodness, we have no other way but to rely on the government. Okay, if you're healthy right now, now is the time to be proactive. Search this out. It's worse when you're in a situation and you find yourself in a catastrophic position. And you go, now what do I do? So you got to be prepared for these things, anticipate it, because last time I checked, Scott, nobody's leaving here alive, right? I mean, so the trajectory of our lives is such is that we're going to experience health issues. Because our bodies weren't made to just keep blowing and going all the way to the end of the finish line. In too many cases, we end up crawling over that finish line if we can get to that finish line. So it is that process. So we need to anticipate these things for the sake of not only ourselves, but our children and those in our family that we want to take care of. So you've got the responsibility. It's on you. But, you know, if you don't believe that this is a government of, for, and by we the people, which means we're self-responsible, and you're going to rely on the government to, as I've been saying, it's the wrong tool for the wrong job. I mean, you know, it kind of surprises me, frankly, and I'm just surprised that with Senator Cruz that he had to introduce a bill saying, hey, what a novel concept. You get to choose your own plan. I mean, that wasn't part of the deal, you know, right off the bat. You know, crossing, you know, being able to sell across state lines, some of these things that are obvious, that some of the things that, even some of the things that were in Obamacare that, you know, people have said, hey, look, we want to hold on to. The fact that our kids could be on our health care program till 26. Hey, why not make it 30? I don't, you know, whatever. It's, to me, is not that big of a problem. But hey, look, you want to hold on to it, hold on to some of those things. So I think that there are some things to be drawn out from this whole national healthcare debate and experience. But if we only want to be argumentative, we're going to miss the point. And that's what I'm concerned about. And unfortunately, this is what bureaucracy delivers too often, unfortunately, hey, and at our expense, by the way. This is Bill Martinez. Glad you could join us. It's just about 28 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear Bill Martinez live. World seems out of control. How about words of wisdom from Scrat in Ice Age?
Bill Martinez live.
What I love about Scrat is that he's short on words, but very profound and deep, you know. And sometimes you need to meditate on that and just have a Salem moment, even when you're talking. Scrat. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Trevin Wax joins us now. He is the Bible and Reference Publisher for Lifeway Christian Resources and Publisher for the Christian Standard Bible Translation. Trevin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about your brand new book, This Is Our Time, Everyday Myths in the Light of the Gospel.
Yes, this is a book I'm excited to be talking about because it offers some snapshots of contemporary society in 21st century North America, and is helping, hopefully is going to help Christians understand what faithfulness is going to look like in this time that God has called us to be his servants in.
Well, in terms of holding to a biblical worldview in light of the cultural clash, I mean, it is coming at us at Mach 5 speeds, and it's easy to be overwhelmed and still be challenged by what Paul warned us about, and even Jesus saying that, hey, you know, you can be in the world, but don't be of the world.
That's right. You know, I think a lot of people feel overwhelmed. They feel uncertain. They feel confused about some of the messages. We're just bombarded with so much information, and the cultural shifts and moral shifts are so fast. But even though we may sometimes feel like we are surrounded by people that are opposed to the gospel message, the biblical perspective would remind us that we are actually surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, mm-hmm. persons who have gone before us, who have been faithful in their times when other times of upheaval and concern and confusion. And the author of Hebrews reminds us that we're surrounded by that great cloud of witnesses. And so now we are running the race. We have our eyes fixed on Jesus. Mm-hmm. And the encouragement that we take from this is to realize that we are in the race. This is our time. This is our moment to be faithful to the Lord, surrounded by that great cloud. And we are hoping to pass the torch of the gospel to the next generation.
Well, Trevin, not only the cloud of witnesses, but how about your own story, your own witness? I mean, were you not changed? Were you not impacted? You know, as one pastor in Southern California has been asking in a series that he's been doing is, who told you you were a Christian anyway? You know, and if you yourself aren't connected with that reality and you really haven't gone through some life force change, you know, like the blind man, then what is your story? Is it just hollow? Is it just, you know, a surface kind of experience that you had, like, you know, having, you know, going out and having good Chinese food one day?
Yeah, I think that is the challenge. And one of the aspects that I really press deeply into with this book is knowing that there are people in other parts of the world who pay a price for following Jesus, mm-hmm. whose conversion, whose Christianity is on display because of the suffering that they go through as believers, the social cost that they must pay. And that's one of the reasons I tell at the beginning of the book, I tell the story of my father-in-law, who is was a Romanian mm-hmm. Communist Party member back in the regime of dictatorial communism back in the 70s, and was gripped by the power of the gospel, became a Christian, had to renounce his communist membership, was kicked out of the party, was threatened several times, and would host people, Christians from other parts of the world, in his home at times and things. But in looking at that and seeing him as an ordinary Christian who was faithful in that time, I can't help but be both inspired by that, but right. also challenged by that.
Exactly. Well, and you go, how can somebody do that? I mean, we hear stories of Muslims, you know, just like your father-in-law, who had to walk away from everything. And even subject to all kinds of bodily harm and injury and persecution for the sake of the gospel, and they were happy to do that. So there is something in the gospel message for them that connected so deeply that they would forsake all for the sake and message of the gospel.
That's right, and I think that is true for every Christian. There are some cultures and societies where it is very obvious what that forsaking looks like.
Mm-hmm.
There are other cultures, though, where it is more challenging. And in some ways, freedom can be just as challenging as persecution, because you don't always see where the gospel is going to call for radical sacrifice. And so what I'm trying to do with This Is Our Time is to say, when it comes to our habits, our everyday lives, you know, from what we do on our smartphones to our entertainment choices to how we conceive of the purpose of life, to our shopping and consumeristic habits, to our engagement in politics, our views of sex, of marriage, of progress in society. In all of these ways, we need to be looking for how we are to stand out, how we are to show the world that the gospel is better than a lot mm-hmm. of the false worldviews that are on display.
Well, is the title of the first part of the title of your book, This Is Our Time, this was purposeful, wasn't it?
Yes. And, you know, and people have looked at the title and they've said, well, what do you emphasize? You emphasize that this part, you know, that this is a snapshot of where we are currently. This is being our moment, and I say yes. And then other people say, well, are you focusing on our time? You know, this is our moment. And I say, well, yes, both mm-hmm. of those things are true. There is something of a double meaning there, because mm-hmm. yes, this is a book about our current culture, but this is also a book about biblical truth that doesn't change, and our call to be faithful right now in the midst of a changing culture, to be fortified in our faith so that we can be the light that Christ has called us to be.
Well, in your book, you address everyday myths that our culture teaches us. Let's talk about the smartphone as a myth teller that you address.
And, you know, I started with the smartphone in the first chapter because I feel like that's closest to home, is it not? Mm-hmm. I mean, most people, even now, most people listening to this broadcast probably have their phone either in their pocket or it's close by or it's right in the car or it's within distance of their hand if they're not.
They're even listening. They're even listening to the show on their smartphone right now.
That's right. And I'm the same way. I mean, I utilize this technology, but and a lot of Christians, I think, okay, well, faithfulness with the smartphone means I'm going to need to just make sure that no bad content comes through the phone. But I want to ask the deeper question, what is the use of the phone all the time doing to us? How is it forming our hearts? How is it shaping our desires? How is it changing our expectations of how we interact with the world around us? And the primary myth that the smartphone tells us again and again is you are the center of the universe. I mean, the phone is tailored to your needs, to your desires, to your wants. Every app is tailored to your own, the settings that you would have for it. And so with us at all times is this device that really puts us at the center of things. It's no wonder we're constantly turning to it, you know? So
exactly.
We need to figure out ways to combat that. It doesn't mean necessarily that we stop using the phone altogether, but we need to be asking questions about our habits. How do our habits shape our lives? And you can't really talk about habits in 21st century North America without talking about the smartphone.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's almost become the modern day golden calf, hasn't it?
Well, it's just an extension of ourselves, but mm-hmm. it's also at times isolating us from others.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I was going to mention this earlier as you were responding to another question here, and that is that we have to know where we sit. What is our position? What are our goals? What is the worldview, the biblical worldview we hold to, so that when all this technology or ideas come into play here, Trevin, you've got to stop a moment and say, does this thought, does this act, does this technology, does it add or take away from the, you know, the declared fixed biblical worldview that I said that I wanted to hold to and profess to?
That's right. I think the key here is intentionality and awareness, understanding how these different practices are shaping us, and then making sure that we are being intentional about their formation so that we can be faithful in the time Christ has called us to be.
Yeah, without a doubt. Trevin Wax, Bible and Reference publisher for Lifeway Christian Resources. We've got more from Trevin on the other side of the break. We're talking about his new book, This Is Our Time, Everyday Myths in Light of the Gospel.
This report is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. The three most common and severe threats to cardiovascular health in the United States are heart failure, heart attack, and stroke. These potentially fatal conditions are treated in hospitals across America, but Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago has become a leader in the treatment of heart failure and other cardiovascular diseases. In fact, the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Northwestern Memorial is ranked number one for survival rate of heart failure patients and number two for survival of patients suffering from heart attack or stroke. Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Northwestern Medicine has taken a nation-leading position in heart failure through a disease-specific, patient-level approach that involves identifying and then treating patients earlier in their disease. It is now possible to delay and even prevent heart failure. Mechanical pumps and transplants are important, but the future is in restoring heart function and ultimately the prevention of heart failure.
To learn more, visit heart.nm.org.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Here, Bill Martinez live. World seems out of control. How about words of wisdom from Porky Pig?
That's horrible.
Bill Martinez live.
Sometimes we just need to know when it's the end of a thing, you know what I'm saying? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. And our conversation with Reverend Wax, Bible and Reference publisher for Lifeway Christian Resources, publisher for the Christian Standard Bible Translation, continues. We're talking about his brand new book, This Is Our Time, Everyday Miss in Light of the Gospel. Trevin, in your book, you tell us that, you know, when you consider Hollywood and the Bible, they're pretty much the same thing. They have a shared goal here. Break that down. I'm not hearing him, Scott. There we go. Trevin, I guess we're on now. We were interfered with here. I think one of the minions were playing around with the cords again. We keep telling these guys to stay away from the cords. Anyway, my question to you was about the about Hollywood and the Bible going after the same goal.
Yeah, I mean, Hollywood and the Bible are both going after our heart, right? Mm-hmm. So the thing that Hollywood traffics in are our great stories. Stories that are going to move our heart, stories that are going to make us want to talk about these stories to other people. And you know, God's word is the same way. God's word is going after our heart, and God's word tells us the story of the world from creation to new creation, telling us what redemption looks like, how it comes to the sacrificial love and death of Jesus Christ. And so, a lot of the great stories that Hollywood will appeal to and will display in movies and that you'll get in books and things, many of the world's most beloved stories are in their own way echoing the true story of our world. You see this emphasis on redemption. You see this emphasis on self-sacrifice, on virtue, and things that lead us to see the scriptural story as powerful. So you have these faint glimmers of the true story of our world in many of the fictional stories that we as human beings turn to again and again.
Exactly. You know, you think of Disneyland. Disneyland built a brand on that, didn't they?
They sure did. And, you know, I think it's a mixed story with Disney, because on the one hand, you've got them telling these amazing fairy tales where, I mean, you know, Sleeping Beauty, the prince has to slay the dragon in order to wake up his bride. To everlasting happiness. You know, that's in some ways you can see the parallel there between our need for the great King Jesus to come and to slay the serpent in order to wake us up as his bride.
Yeah, wake up the church, huh?
That's right. So you have in these fairy tales these glimmers of the true story of our world, but Disney also is going after our heart in other ways that are not so good. Some of the movies of Disney, the moral of the story is be true to yourself, find yourself, follow your dream. And so we have to watch for how these stories will in some ways resemble the Christian story, but then in other ways would lead us astray, would lead us to actually look away from the purpose that God has given us or what our church would teach us when it comes to who we are and what we are on earth for.
And that's an excellent point, that if you're not there to direct the thinking and you just allow Hollywood culture music to run away with our hearts and our minds, then we're going to be, we're trading the imitation for the real, and we're going to pay the big price. It's all so subtle, as you point out, but that's the way some of these lies work. I mean, today, in today's culture, I mean, we're getting bombarded with big lies. They're so obvious. I mean, you go back to, our friend Andy Andrews wrote a book, Trevin, called How Do You Kill 11 Million People? And Hitler and the Third Reich discovered that the bigger the lie, the better. That's how you kill 11 million people. You just tell a big lie, and the bigger one, they seem to believe in more than the smaller lie.
You know, it's fascinating that the rise of Hitler and that entire story, but it's interesting to see the kind of things that Hitler was tapping into with the German people when he was telling that big lie.
Yeah.
He was tapping into certain longings and certain thoughts that people had after World War One. About what it meant to be German, about patriotism, about this idea of a dominant master race. He was actually tapping into yearnings that people had for significance that would go beyond themselves, and he also painted the major villain there, which for him was the Jewish people.
Right.
And so he did offer a worldview, a story, and what is shocking is how many churches went along with that.
Mm-hmm.
And basically baptize that false worldview, that big lie you're talking about, with Christian words. Now, thankfully, there were many courageous pastors and Christians who decided they would confess the truth of Christianity. But, of course, we're not in a situation like that here, thank God. But at the same time, we need to be confessing Christians who are able to see through even the smaller lies that are out there, that are subtle, but that are in our society, so that we don't simply go along for the ride and become just like the world with, Christian lingo sprinkled in here and there.
Right. Well, we have to be careful that we don't find ourselves with a mindset like Pontius Pilate, who is standing before the truth and asks the question, the profound question that has been heard through the millennial is, through the millennium, what is the truth?
That's right. That is the cornerstone question of our day. And we've got to be people who not only know the truth, speak it, but also display it with the life that we live as Christians together in our churches. It's got to be a place where the truth of God's word is enjoyed, is celebrated, is put on display so that people see our churches as an oasis of grace and truth in an increasingly dark and lonely world.
Well, getting back to that word, truth, Pontius Pilate threw it out there like as if, he pursued it. He was at the end of his pursuit of truth and kind of surrendered in his own mind that the truth, it's like it just doesn't exist. What is that truth? He throws it out there. And here he is at the end of his journey in pursuit of the truth, standing before the truth who could give him the answer. But it was, kind of a surrendering statement on his point. And I would say to those who are listening who may find themselves in that similar position as Pontius Pilate in saying, well, you've been bombarded by the culture saying the truth is relative and it's unattainable. I would say to you that's another one of those lies, that the truth is attainable. And it is as near as your heart is to God. And that is the challenge, to discover it and pursue it with all that you have, because it will serve you well, won't it?
That's absolutely right. And I would say the beauty of God's truth is that He reveals Himself to us. Mm-hmm. People who are passionately seeking the Lord is going to reveal His truth to people that that are seeking Him. And so we want to encourage, as Christians, we want to be the kind of people who recognize the times that we live in, understand the times well, so that we know what we are to do. And because of that, we want to be confident in the power of the gospel to change people's lives.
Without a doubt.
So anyone listening that feels that feels drawn to the truth of what even we're speaking about right now on the radio, the urge behind that, the impulse that we would have to say to them, is to seek the Lord, because He wants to be found, and He's actually seeking us too. Jesus came to seek and save the lost.
Mm-hmm. And that pursuit continues, the author and finisher of our faith. I like what Jonathan Kahn, the author of Harbinger, Trevin, explained to me as we were talking about God's peace, that what it means in the Jewish culture, that it is God's pursuit of peace, that there would be no confusion, no loose ends. Everything is settled in our lives. And this is what God pursues. This is their understanding within the culture of what peace is. We think in our own vernacular, peace is being, a warm and fuzzy feeling, a calmness, a serenity. But it's much more than that when you really, which is God, God Himself. He's so much yet to understand, so much that remains a mystery. But He says, knock and He'll answer, if you draw near to Him, He will draw near to you. And those questions and those unsettled things that you have in your life could be settled. But we need to commit the time that and also commit the resources and the parts of ourselves that are worthy and that should be reserved directly for God Himself and the King of Kings.
That's right. I think there's a challenge there for all of us to make sure that we are devoting ourselves to the Lord. He is the one who calls us, who changes us, who wants to make us a showpiece, a display of His goodness and His glory in the world. And if we're going to be faithful in this, our time, then we're going to have to devote all of our lives, not just those parts that come easily to us to devote to the Lord, not just our Sunday mornings and not just, a few things that we may think are important, but to devote all of ourselves to the cause of Christ, because ultimately He is worthy of it all. And only when we're seeking to devote every aspect and every sphere of our life to the Lord do we really have the power to then share the gospel in a way that will be heard and understood, and people will be able to see the truth of the gospel on display in our lives.
And that's the opportunity for all of us to go and not only share, but be the gospel, be that gospel message, be that so pervasive, be that light into a dark world. So much more to talk about, Trevin, but we're going to have to tell everybody, get their hands on your book. This is our time, Everyday Miss in Light of the Gospel. Thank you so much for being with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.